Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am David Christopher Lewis, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. For the next hour, I desire to bring to you some very interesting information regarding sunflowers and biomimicry, solar energy, and a Russian mystic named Anastasia. And I'll kind of be tying all of this together into an interesting discussion. So stay tuned and sit up in your seats, wherever you are, on the roadways, listening to Heart Center Talk Radio today. Heart Center Talk Radio is sponsored by the Heart Center Movement, a worldwide spiritual community of those interested in pursuing higher divine concepts and truth, especially as it is released from these amazing beings called the Ascended Masters, those who have transcended time and space from both East and West, who are there vibrating at a very high frequency and assisting us and discerning what we require right now upon the earth to transform our lives. Have you considered how nature is a metaphor for us to learn valuable spiritual truths? I remember hearing this term biomimicry a few years ago when I was listening to NPR radio. And as I understood it and listened, biomimicry involves how we can actually mimic what nature does to actually produce very efficient systems because, for technology and for industry, for science, because nature is excellent at producing the most efficient systems, because I believe everything in nature was divinely designed by the Creator. So when we mimic what nature does, we actually produce the most efficient and effective systems. Solar energy is one example. You look at the leaves of plants, and especially sunflowers, and how they are great solar collectors of radiation, of light. And then the plants transform that light through photosynthesis into the components of what they require for their life. And it's just an amazing laboratory of the spirit that actually occurs there right within each tiny plant that is in a constant state of communion with the sun throughout the day. So nature is a genius, it's intelligent, it's very wise, and it knows how to utilize energy to produce food and chlorophyll and the sugars within the structures of the plants that we in turn consume and derive the energy that we require to live. So biomimicry looks to nature and natural systems for inspiration. After millions of years of tinkering, it seems like Mother Nature has worked out these effective processes, and There's really no such thing as waste in nature because everything is recycled or utilized in some way. In our quest to draw power from the sun, we can definitely look to plants and insects and what they tell us about photosynthesis and the natural processes. Because, as I've said, nature has figured it all out and has maximized everything within the great open system of nature to harvest the solar light and radiation. The facade of a leaf is blanketed with transparent cells that work like magnifying lenses. And the microterrain is scored with millions of ridges that guide light rays deep inside the plant for the optimal utilization of that light. Now, sunflowers to me are one of the most amazing plants, and my wife and I have planted a lot of different types. There's one called a Titan, and they get to be about 10 feet tall, and they have huge heads when they're fully developed. And as I've just meditated on the design of these sunflowers, I've seen something that is just absolutely phenomenal. And science has actually proven that nature utilizes what's called the Fibonacci numeric system in the arranging in a very geometrically powerful way the rows of these seeds for uniformity and maximum compactness. Sunflowers, as we know, turn their heads toward the sun as it crosses the sky, and this ensures the maximum collection of solar radiation and light. I look at this as a metaphor for us. If we place our attention upon the divine, our source, and kind of follow the source throughout our days, we will get the maximum divine radiation that we require to make the greatest progress on our spiritual journey through life. So looking at what nature does and mimicking her both in our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual work provides the greatest resource that we really can access for the development of who we are and for us to self-realize our eternal nature. I remember a couple years ago hearing that sunflowers actually can mitigate or maybe transmute nuclear radiation. And so I did a little bit of research. And we've all heard of Chernobyl, which occurred on April 26, 1986, in the intense nuclear disaster there in the Ukraine. And we've all heard about Fukushima and what occurred on March 11th, 2011, with first the earthquake, then the tsunami, and then the impact on the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility and the fact that it's spewing out that nuclear waste into the atmosphere and also through the water into the ocean. So apparently there's some magical power within sunflowers that allows them to fix some of the heavy metals and the nuclear waste components that occurs through this nuclear radiation that has seeped out of these power generators into the roots and to actually allow them to be fixed there and kind of taken out of the soil and the atmosphere. I found a little interesting article that I like to read. It says, sunflowers root out radiation. Why would anyone desire to grow a field of highly radioactive sunflowers? The engineers who grew them in a pond 1 kilometer from the crippled Chernobyl nuclear plant, an area often called the most radioactive spot on Earth, are excited about the possibilities. That's because this patch of sunflowers marks the first successful field demonstration using terrestrial plants for removing radionuclides from contaminated water, a process known as rhizofiltration. The results we have seen at this site, as well as a field test in Ohio, suggest that many radionuclides can be substantially or completely removed from water using rhizofiltration, says Bert Ensley, president and CEO of Phytotech, a Monmouth Junction, New Jersey-based environmental biotechnology firm. Contaminants are usually removed by ion exchange, reverse osmosis, microfiltration, precipitation, or flocculation, but these methods may be difficult to implement and can be prohibitively expensive for large water volumes, low metal concentrations, and high cleanup standards. Estimates for cleaning up the 60 U.S. Department of Energy sites that have been identified as contaminated suggests costs of $10 billion using current treatment techniques. Even more widespread contamination is present in Eastern Europe, particularly in areas near Chernobyl. Certain species of plants that grow rapidly have proven successful in accumulating and removing heavy metals from water. Sunflowers have been shown to be selective in absorbing metal, Ensley says. They were able to absorb heavy metals while leaving others, such as iron, behind. This increased their ability to quickly absorb the radionuclides. And once they have absorbed them, the sunflowers are then stabilized, ashed, or vitrified, and the resulting radioactive waste is stored in a disposal facility. So that's the end quote of that article. So what is it about the sunflower that allows this process to occur? Is there some kind of magic in the sunflower that allows it to do this alchemical work, really transforming something that is toxic into something that is not toxic, or at least concentrating it so it can be removed? So I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back. We're talking about biomimicry, solar energy, sunflowers, and a Russian mystic named Anastasia. Sunflowers are amazing. As I shared earlier, I believe they're a metaphor for us in our lives, for our spiritual awakening and development. The sunflowers arrange their seeds in the head or the top of the plant, in this very thoughtful and efficient geometric array. They focus the light of the sun to concentrate light into the seeds. And the sunflowers that we have in our garden and right outside our own home have very large leaves. And the greater the surface area, I believe the greater amount of solar radiation and light can be captured for that plant to develop. And this is why they grow so fast. The larger the leaf, the faster the growth. Now, bees facilitate pollination, and birds and other insects also assist in this. And of course, we have a lot of birds wherever sunflowers exist, and they seem to, come down, and when the seeds are mature, they grab some, they eat some, and some fall to the ground. And actually, we didn't even have to plant sunflowers this year. The birds did the trick for us, and they self-propagated. So it's really amazing how they grow on their own. Nature is so intelligent. It's supremely wise in all of its divinely inspired operations and processes. And I believe that if we really look to nature and understand her mysteries, we can discern so much truth. We can find so much food for thought and for our spiritual development. And we can be the great beneficiaries of the science of biomimicry to make greater progress in solving our problems around the world and finding the solutions to just so many of the issues that we have today. All types of pollution, including nuclear radiation. I believe that sunflowers are in effect praising God all day long. Because what else can you do when you're kind of stuck there, in one sense, rooted in one place, but to focus your consciousness upon that which gives you the energy that you require to grow? There is a great interchange and a flow between the sunflower and the sun. That's why they're called sunflowers. They're amazing, actually intelligent beings who, as they follow the sun, are continuously receiving the elements that they require through this dynamism of their communion with the source of their love and their light. You know, many of us live in houses or homes. We're kind of away from the sun, away from nature. We close ourselves up in offices and we wear our clothes and we travel in vehicles that don't all have sunroofs. Plants are always exposed to the sun. There's no shame. They don't have extra clothing like we have. They abide and they grow and they're self-nurtured in this perfect symbiotic relationship. I believe that if we really look to them for understanding, we can solve all of our problems because they are intelligent, and we're learning now that plants actually do communicate with one another, often through their root systems or through the essences that they perfuse into the atmosphere. And I believe through just the magic of who and what they are as these amazing created beings that we kind of take for granted and we don't fully understand. Now, I mentioned Anastasia. And the story goes that there is a Russian entrepreneur named Vladimir Megre who was traveling on a boat that he owned, or a ship, up the Ob River, and came upon, at one stop, this old gentleman who was very anxious for him to come off the ship and go inland and help with this crisis that was occurring with these ringing cedar trees. Well, to make kind of a long story short, on a trip back to the same area later, he met this young woman, probably in her 20s, a very beautiful young gal, whose name was Anastasia. Some people may pronounce it Anastasia, or you could say it whatever way you'd like. However, she had some mystical powers. And what I observed in reading these 9 books of the Ringing Cedars series that have been translated from Russian into English is that she had developed many spiritual gifts by being within nature, close to nature, not disenfranchised from nature. She lived in the taiga, which is a region in Siberia that has millions and probably billions of trees. And from early infancy all the way through adulthood, she was in a constant state of communion with the natural elements, the sun, the plants, the animals. She even developed an understanding and relationship with a bear and other creatures that would actually provide food for her. They would gather the food, nuts and seeds and other things, and bring it to her because they loved her and she respected them and loved them. So some of this sounds a little bit idyllic and maybe fictional, yet I believe it's true, and I've actually communed with this amazing individual in doing some of my own spiritual work. And my wife and I have now had an annual class at our home in Livingston, Montana, dedicated to Anastasia, called Anastasia in the Garden, where we talk about permaculture and these concepts of communion with plants and the natural world, and how we can actually investigate amazing things and discover things about ourselves and about the universe by working with plants, working with the soil, working with the natural elements, and being respectful of all of the organic processes that are occurring. Now, why am I bringing up Anastasia when talking about sunflowers? Well, Anastasia does things very efficiently and effectively because of the speed of her thought, which I believe she has developed through the passing down from many generations before her of the dynamics of true spirituality, of adeptship, and of what is required on the earth for us to eventually evolve into more divine beings. We actually already are divine beings having a human experience, but many people are asleep. They're not awakened to the fact of who they truly are, that they have a higher self, that they have a source of all love and light right within their hearts, and that this source is really the self-same energy that's there right within the sun of our solar system and right within the great central sun that is kind of this all-consuming divine and infinite power source of light and life to the universe. These 9 books I highly recommend because I believe it'll change some paradigms in your own consciousness, and you will awaken to a new world of possibilities, of blessings, of boons, and all manner of ways and means of overcoming obstacles in your life, of making progress emotionally, mentally, overcoming blocks within your subconscious. When we are really trued to our divine source, and we, like the sunflower, are exposed to the divine radiant field of eternal beingness that God and all of God's infinite love, wisdom, and power emanates continuously 24/7, we can really fathom the deeper mysteries of life. We can intuit with the faculties already vouchsafed to us by God in the beginning of our existence what we require to meet all of our human and divine needs. I think all of us desire to be loved, appreciated, cherished, and recognized for who we are. Now, nature does this naturally and doesn't judge us. We seem to be the judge of one another. Yet nature is so wonderful because it's respectful of man. And yet at times I think nature does react to the unconscious things that we do that hurt nature or destroy certain elements within nature. So sunflowers are these magical beings that we've heard now can help us to transmute nuclear radiation, or at least fix the toxic components of it in the roots or in the stems and the stalks, so that we can then deal with it and get it out of the immediate environment where it's more harmful to our life, our breathing, and our very existence. When I come back, I'll be talking about ancient Egypt, pyramids, a master named HRM from India, another master born in Bulgaria who taught in France for nearly 50 years named Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, and Pharaoh Akhenaten of Egypt. So stay tuned. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis.
Whether you live here year-round, summer here, or like to visit, everyone agrees that Southern New England is a very special place. From residential and commercial real estate to summer rentals and second home sales, you can depend on Randall Realtors. Serving Southern New England, Randall Realtors has unparalleled customer service. From waterfront to Main Street to everything in between, the trusted advisors and skilled negotiators at Randall Realtors will assist you with all of your real estate needs. Visit RandallRealtors.com. That's RandallRealtors.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
So we're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and I've been talking about biomimicry, solar energy, sunflowers, and this Russian mystic named Anastasia. Before we explore more, I'd like to let our listeners know that we have a very awesome upcoming Meru University two-day online course. It will be on two consecutive Sundays, August 31st and September 7th, on the subject of heliosophy, the study of the sun, and the sun wisdom for the Golden Crystal Age. You can learn how humanity's alignment with the solar stream of wisdom flowing from the great central sun is assisting us in a gradual awakening, creating an accelerated dawning of a new world view. Our instructor is Ralph Rotz, who is from South Africa, from Cape Town, and he will be presenting an overview of this amazing solar wisdom. He's a Waldorf teacher and an alchemist and an expert on Rudolf Steiner, an Austrian mystic who began an organization called Anthroposophy, similar to Theosophy in the 20th century. And there's so much for us to learn on this subject, and Ralph will facilitate it all. You can register at meruuniversity.org. That's M-E-R-U university.org. So I mentioned before the break that we'd talk about ancient Egypt, pyramids, and some other masters. You know, I think a number of spiritual mystics have discovered that the pyramids were actually power generators for the Egyptian civilization. We cannot even reproduce these pyramids today. They were built not by slaves using ramps to carry these massive and megalithic stones up into place. You can't even put a piece of paper between some of the stones. They're so tightly fitted together. They were truly solar generators, and as I understand it, originally they had a substance on the outside of the pyramid that reflected light from outer space, from the sun. And that gold or that amazing substance was removed later, many generations later. And so the original components are not there for the pyramids to be utilized as these solar power generators today. And yet originally they were. So a pyramid has four sides, and the apex of those four sides. And to me, this is a metaphor for what has been called the four lower bodies that we have, our physical, emotional, mental, and etheric or spiritual bodies. The apex symbolizes the culmination of all of these four sides into one point of God identity, of perfect an authentic self-realization of enlightenment and eternal freedom. You know, in the plant world, we see the seeds that the fruit produces, and the seeds are really the culmination or the enlightened part of the plant, as Eckhart Tolle says. The greatest solar energy is concentrated in the fruit and the seeds. And it's interesting that bees go to this point of the plant to extract the pollen that then they bring back to their hives and do their amazing alchemical work themselves that ultimately results in the producing of honey, royal jelly, pollen, and what we consume. I believe bees, in their symbiotic relationship and work with plants, are amazingly intelligent. They have a wonderful community, and they each have their jobs within that community. They work with great consciousness, and we actually know now that without bees, we wouldn't have civilization on the earth, or we wouldn't be able to survive, because many of the flowering plants, the nut and fruit trees, would disappear without that pollination by the bees. I remember watching that movie with the voice of Jerry Seinfeld as the bee guy who was trying to help save civilization because mankind had screwed things up with their tampering of the natural processes. So let's be respectful of the bees. Let's pray for the overcoming of this colony collapse syndrome that we've seen. And I believe that many of the problems that have resulted in that colony collapse originate from the use of GMO plants, from pesticides and insecticides that are concentrating in the core of the plants that then the bees try to extract their pollen from, and then they are affected. And also, there's some evidence that the bees are affected by radiation from power lines and from cell towers and things like that. So if we are really conscious and we work to assist the bees and the plants, we'll consider all these factors. And, you know, my wife and I grow our garden completely organically without any chemicals whatsoever. We think it's the optimal way, the best way to be respectful of the natural processes. Now back to sunflowers momentarily. Sunflowers, I believe, send out a specific aroma into the atmosphere. It's maybe not perceived by us, and yet it's there. It's the essence that they concentrate from the solar energy that they are drawing from the atmosphere in their relationship with the sun, and that this perfusion of their essence is part of what assists in this transmutative process that allows them to help to concentrate that radioactivity and remove the metal contaminants from the soil, the water, and the air. You know, energetically, because of the relationship of the sunflower with the source and this constant symbiotic relationship, which is really a type of union of the creation with the creator, there is the alchemy that occurs that allows there to be a blessing to all of us. And I think I could enumerate, although I haven't prepared today, the benefits of eating sunflower seeds, of eating sunflower butter, sunflower oil. There's so many products that we can make out of sunflower seeds. And they're all beneficial, they're all wonderful, they have a lot of B vitamins, and probably a lot of vitamin D, because they do concentrate that solar energy and radiation. Now, as we consider the new age that is dawning and our part in it, I believe that we can become like the sunflower and other plants that are respectful of the natural processes of photosynthesis, and we can actually kind of spiritually photosynthesize within ourselves the divine frequencies that we call virtues, the virtues of God, the qualities that are divine in nature, such as love, compassion, kindness, understanding, long-suffering, patience, tolerance. And as the sunflower and other plants do their work, I believe in effect they are coalescing very similar kind of divine strains of very subtle frequencies into their being. And as we partake of the seeds of these plants and digest their essences, maybe these essences will help facilitate us in fixing and assimilating the very subtle radiant streams of these virtues of God that the angels themselves and the archangels and the great divine beings of the angelic kingdom, such as the thrones, principalities, the powers, and the seraphim and cherubim, and the virtues themselves actually radiate out to the universe. You know, there's 9 choirs of angels that we've heard of. And I remember growing up Catholic, I remember hearing about these when I gave a particular rosary at a certain time of year in the Catholic tradition. Thrones, principalities, powers, dominions. You've heard of these. In fact, we're even hearing the names of certain TV shows now, you know, thrones and dominions and all this stuff. And it's kind of interesting that so much is coming out now kind of a mystical nature, even through the media, through television, through movies, because people are awakening to the more subtle energies of spirit and of the higher worlds. They're being quickened from within, and, you know, Hollywood doesn't always get it right. However, those who are sensitive and those who are intuitive actually pick up on and can sense some of these deeper understandings and mysteries from within themselves through their own attunement with the divine light. Now, I mentioned HRM, and I did an interview that will be played on this great mystic from India who gazes at the sun and extracts from the sun all the food substance, the energy that he requires to live. He doesn't really actually have to eat anymore. And he's been studied by scientists and been in a laboratory for 411 days without being able to interact with others or go to get food. And they've studied his pineal gland and seen how large it is. And the pineal gland is stimulated by the solar radiation that one takes in through the eyes, through solar gazing, through actually looking directly at the sun, which is safe to do the first hour after sunrise and the last hour before sunset. And as he explained in an interview, you begin by solar gazing for just 10 seconds in the morning and then adding 10 more seconds daily until you go up to 45 minutes, and then you can go back to gradually back to about 15 minutes and then just maintain that 15 minutes of solar gazing. I'm David Christopher Lewis talking to you on Heart Center Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's ornum.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. And before I get into our next segment, I'd like to share an opportunity for some of you to participate with us in a great program that I'll be helping to facilitate in Östersund, Sweden, August 7th through 10th. And this event is called Quantum Leaps Towards Solar Mindfulness. It's our annual 2014 European conference in Sweden, kind of in the center of the entire nation, and people will gather at the Birka Folk High School on the scenic shore of the Great Lake to participate in this wonderful event for 4 days. So we invite you to check out all the details on heartcenter.org website and to join us online or in person if you'd like to travel to Sweden. You'll find keys to dissolve mental, emotional, and physical blocks. You can learn keys to free yourselves from old habits that have prevented access to your inner greatness. Explore your inner being. You work on yourself using several transformative methods, including meditation and mantras, to make greater progress and to go beyond where you've, you know, maybe gone right now. So the Ascended Masters sponsor this event, and they'll be sharing through me some of the mystical truths for today that we can utilize for our work here upon Earth. Now, the concentration of solar energy within plants is important for us to understand so that we can partake of those plants which have some of the highest concentrations and what we call the higher auric values of these tiny particles of energy that are beneficial to our health, our vitality, our longevity. Dandelions are very much like sunflowers in their own way. You know, many of us try to destroy them, and they themselves are actually phenomenal solar collectors. They seem to just crop up everywhere, whether we like it or not, and yet they too are doing a certain cleanup, and they're fixing certain elements from the soil within the surface. And my wife has told me, because she's a permaculture expert, not to just destroy dandelions. They have their purpose, and they are actually very, very beneficial to the soil. So if we understand the dynamics of permaculture, we won't be so quick to just destroy everything that we think is a weed. Now, we have sunflowers planted all around our property, and I've noticed at times something in the atmosphere called chemtrails. Some of you may not believe in them or that they exist, and yet I'm 100% certain that chemtrails are being utilized for kind of evil purposes on this planet. I believe that the sunflowers can actually help us in transmuting some of the toxic chemicals that are in these chemtrails that are falling to the earth from the atmosphere, from the jets that spew out these streams of toxicity. And why is this being done? Well, you can research that. It's maybe for another discussion. Yet, if the sunflowers are able to transmute the toxic elements from nuclear radiation, I'm sure that they can handle some of these other chemicals that are in the chemtrails, the heavy metals that they've found in doing analysis of what falls to the earth under these chemtrails. Now, if you would like to suggest something for a future show, if you'd like to give us feedback about Heart Center Talk Radio, about this program, or past or future programs, you can go to heartscenteredtalkradio.org. That's hearts, plural, with no apostrophe, centertalkradio.org. And you can give us feedback. You can sign up for our monthly Heart Center newsletter. You can receive a free ebook called Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us, and receive other timely information about upcoming events, classes, and Mayer University instruction that I feel is on the cutting edge of Ascended Master and New Age technology and spiritual wisdom that will help you right now in your life. Now, in addition to this event in Sweden, we have a wonderful event that we're preparing for called our Winter Solstice Celebration, and it's December 18th through 21st in San Diego, where the 12 archangels will resurrect the 12 fountains of Lemuria on the etheric plane, reestablishing these very important foci or talismans of light around the world in 12 different places. And during this event, we will be visiting a wonderful spiritual community called Quest Haven to dance the Panurhythmi, and we'll have just lots of fun in Vista, California, which is a suburb of San Diego. And you can look for more details on the heartcenter.org website under the events tab, heartscenter.org, hearts plural, no apostrophe. So friends, it's been a wonderful hour with you today. I appreciate each and every one of you and your ability to listen and drink in and take in what I've been sharing almost nonstop. Next week, I have the privilege of speaking with Penelope Vernet, who I call Penny Vernet. She is the English translator of the teachings of Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff from French into English. She's actually not the only translator. She's been doing it for a number of years, and she's taking a little break right now, but one of the books that she has translated in the past is the Daily Meditations book, which we read from every day on our Heart Center morning broadcast from 7 to 9 or 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays, 7 to 9, and Sundays, 8 to 10. So again, thank you so much for being with me. Tune in to future expositions and sharings on Heart Center Talk Radio. And by the way, you can go to heartcentertalkradio.org, and if you missed a previous broadcast, you can listen to it by clicking on the appropriate links right there on that page. There are a number of very inspiring sharings by some of those that I've interviewed from around the world, and I am always amazed at the wisdom of these individuals and what they reveal to us and what they share with us of the eternal truths of God that are coming to the earth right now for us to drink in, assimilate, and become. So again, thank you for your understanding. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's ORANUM.com.